chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Wednesdays, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so excited to be here. Every Wednesday, I am on cloud nine because guess what? I get to spend my Wednesday afternoon with you. Oh, the time is not long enough. I wish it was longer. And one day I decree that it shall be. I want to say thank you so much for listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And thank you so much for making this one of the top internet shows in the world. Our numbers keep climbing. You know why? Because of you telling a friend, telling a family member, and telling your co-workers everything about Dr. Gina's radio chat, where you never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. It is 11:02 Eastern Standard Time, June 20th. Where did the time go by? I can't believe that it's already the end of June. I mean, we want summer, you guys, right? So anyway, it's all in God's hands. We're just going to enjoy each day as it comes. So I want to tell you about the weather today. Today in D.C., we got threatening showers this afternoon towards the evening. 60% is the high around 7 p.m. And we're going to be a high of 85 today, but enjoy your afternoon because there is absolutely no rain and plenty of time to get out there and sightsee. Also, Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy right now and woo, you cold, 64 degrees, and your high is going to be 74. Not until this evening, though. Okay, Dallas, Texas, I love you. Cloudy, 78 degrees, and your high is going to be 89 degrees, and you got some partly some sun coming out this evening. So you'll be going into your evening really with some sunshine. London, you are cloudy today and you are 76 degrees. And guess what? That's what you're going to be. That's your high today. But you got some showers coming in later on this evening, your time around 7 p.m. Got 30% chance of that. And let's see. Atlanta, Georgia, you are whopping sunny, 88 degrees. I love you guys in Atlanta. Your high is going to be 93. Augusta, Georgia, Raleigh, North Carolina. I hear that you got some real hot heat coming your way, 100 degrees, high 90s, and et cetera. 92 right now in Augusta, Georgia. You got 94. Columbia, you're with that heat wave as well. Your high is going to be 97. Fayetteville, you're in the mix too, 95 degrees. Miami, you got some threatening showers coming towards this evening, 70% around 7 p.m. 84 degrees will be your low today. But today, right now, you are partly cloudy, 87 degrees. And I can go on and on. Charlotte, you got the heat wave as well. Myrtle Beach, you too. All over the world, Florida, you got the heat wave. Las Vegas, 88 degrees. Your high is going to be 99. You got the heat wave too. My goodness, if I didn't say anything about your country or your state, I love you so much. I love you over in Liberia. I love you in Australia. I love you in London. I love you in Paris. I love you guys so much. And thank you so much for following me on Instagram. I love you in Kenya, all over the world. I love you guys. And just enjoy the day no matter what the weather is, what your temperatures are. It's a blessed day. You know why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what is going on, remember, God is in control and he has the final say. Just keep your eyes on him. All right, we're going to go into this ministerial minute. We got a wonderful guest today. We have an author from my publishing family, straight out of Charisma Media, Charisma House. We have Jennifer. She's going to be joining us, Jennifer LeClaire. She's going to be joining us today right here talking about her brand new book, 101 Tactics for Spiritual Warfare. Now, this is my kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm going to touch on that in a ministerial minute, but I love the teachings and the training and deliverance and warfare, and I love those that God has raised up that is bold enough to actually speak the truth and train those that need to know. Every one of us needs to know about warfare and needs to know about our adversary and how to conquer the adversary with everything that God has equipped us with. There's nothing that we can do with Christ. So I just want you to know that he has equipped us. And so I'm looking forward into talking to her more about what her revelation, what God has given her to pour into us. And also, we have Estelle Monroe Gant, minister poet. Estelle Monroe Gant is going to be joining us today, giving us a word, a spiritual spoken word. And I can't wait. Every time she comes, it's so amazing, so good, and right on time. And you know my girl, co-host, BFF, sister, and voted number one female comic, Gina G is going to be joining us. You know that every Wednesday she's with me. She's going to be giving us trending tea. And what she say? Oh my goodness, I never can wait for that. I always live for that. And when I talk to her, I literally try not to get her to tell me what she's going to talk about because I love it fresh and I love it straight up. From Gina G. All right, well, we're going to go right into ministerial moment. I just want to come straight from the hip and straight shoot this thing. You know, a lot of us in the body of Christ, I want to talk about this because it's very important. We've been hearing a lot of things that's going on about, you know, killings among ourselves as a culture, this generation, suicide and bullying and so many things that's going on. And I know that there's a lot going on with our, you know, in our White House, and a lot of that is trickling down into the nation. But I also know that we had some issues before he even came into office. So I don't want to put the total blame on him because we are in the world as the body of Christ, but not of the world. We are in it, but we are not of it. That means that we are in here on this earth as visitors. We are to exemplify the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And that is our responsibility. And so many times, you know, whatever position that God gives us advancement, we love all these prophetic words. We love to get advanced. We love to elevate. We love the increase. We just love those words. We love how it sounds. We love how it feels. It makes us feel all giddy inside. You know, when we leave the premises of where we receive the outpour and we go home, and then the adversary is waiting right there with television habits that we had before getting the word. We have, you know, home to face, family members to face, co-workers to face, things that we have to deal with, and we are not grounded and where we should be. Now, God is faithful in delivering a word, and he already knows exactly where we are. He knows where we are as a people. He created us. He knows what sin we was born into. He knows exactly the temptations that will occur. He knows all. He is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He's all knowing. He knows it all. So it's nothing that we can hide from him. It's nothing that he's unaware of. It's no surprise, no shocker to God. I want to encourage you today that even though you say, okay, this is great, this is going to happen. Some of you may be a little misled in thinking that it just happens automatically. There is a process that happens. There is a deliverance that happens. There are some things that need to be revealed to you. There are some things that when you look in the mirror, you won't even recognize yourself. Some of you may think that you have overcome some things. Some of you may think that you have faked it until you made it and you'd have made it, but now you realize you hadn't. God is doing a work in us right now in this season, because when the adversary comes in like a flood, there has been a standard that God has raised up against him. And there is a time of testing. And some of you may be saying to yourself, I thought that I was going to be doing this. I thought that he said that I was going to be that. I thought that all of this stuff was over. But guess what? It is over. You are being tested with the tools and the equipment that God has given you. And a lot of times, even in our walk, we judge others that are going through their process. And we don't realize that we too are going through a process as well. And I want to encourage you all this day that maybe if you are finding yourself in a judgment seat and you're judging another person and you're judging yourself, condemning others and condemning yourself, you know, this is the trick of the adversary. He wants us to be separated. He wants us to be guarded. He wants us to be patient and loving and kind, all of the things, the attributes that our Father is. And this is where we have to know who we are and what we are representing. We are representing God. He is within us. Yes, we got on filthy garments. Yeah, you know, I think about Jesus when he had on, when he was born and they wrapped him with swaddling clothes and had him, he was laid in a manger in a barn with animals. And then I think about when he rode in on a donkey and they, you know, put these clothes on him. And I think about when he went up to get, you know, hung on a cross. And before then they put, you know, mocked him and put on this, you know, this dirty thing and this, you know, thorns to make a crown. Listen, he dwells within us. And guess what? We are filthy rags. All of us. None of us are exempt from being filth. We are all filthy. We all fall short of God's glory. We all make mistakes. We all, you know, don't exemplify. We forget. We act out. We act like brats. We're spoiled. We do all of that. And we all need some deliverance, every last one of us. So I don't care who done what or what happened. There is no condemnation to those that serve and love God. So I want you to not allow the enemy to do that anymore. And let's lift each other up and let's realize who we are, and most importantly, who dwells within us. And thank God for it, that he showed mercy enough to not only die for us and was buried and then rose again with resurrection power, but if that wasn't enough, he dwells in us by his spirit. I mean, good Lord, we are so disgusting, but yet he saw fit. I don't know if I want to laugh or cry in my thankfulness. I mean, he saw fit to dwell within us. We live and move and have our being by the Spirit of God. I just give God all the glory today. And I say today, have mercy upon those that you are watching so closely so you don't look at your own self, okay? Take a look at your issues, because we all are crawling to touch the hem of his garment. And if you're not, you need to humble yourself and start crawling today. He is waiting for you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to heal you. And he wants to lift you up out of all of those ashes and all of that dust. He wants to raise you up so you can make a difference as the light that he created you to be. Through all in all, his hands are still upon you, and he still loves you, and he still shows mercy and grace upon you. So just love Father today by loving on other people and being patient and kind and not condemning, okay? And not even condemning yourself, and get up out of the pity party and let God change your life today. This is a new day. I'm on fire today. I feel good. I done wrestled with the enemy, and I have renounced and cast out and bound up and in the name of Jesus. And I made a declaration and a promise to myself. I will not lay down and let the devil take my life. I will not lay down and let him steal what God has promised me. I will not allow it. And guess what? Any test that you've gone through, guess what? God already knew that you were going to be tested, because he planned it and he orchestrated it, and he already knows that you're going to come out of it. You may not know when, and you might be saying how long, but just keep your faith in God and keep your eyes on him, because your deliverance day, just like the Israelites, is soon to come. And guess what? Whom the Son has set free is free indeed, because we got the blood of Jesus that prevails. All right, you guys, be blessed. I'm loving you. We're going to move forward with Jennifer LeClaire, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
All right, go ahead and just say a few words, please.
Check 1, 2. This is Sherwin Gardner.
You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is your boy, Sherwin Gardner from Trinidad and Tobago, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, pretty close. Actually, it's with an S. Do it again.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is your boy, Sherwin Gardner from Trinidad and Tobago, and you can check me out at SherwinGardner.com. And right now, you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Keep it locked right there.
I love it. Sherwin, I love these. Thank you, Doug. Doug is our producer here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Well, listen, without further ado, let's get to talking to Jennifer LeClaire. How are you? Welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thanks so much. I love listening to your broadcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. Listen, we are so excited to have you here. You are one of the number one authors at Charisma House, and we are so glad and delighted to have you here. One of my, you are my publisher family members. So it's such a great thing to have you here. Yes, girl, listen, this book here, 101 Tactics for Spiritual Warfare. Jennifer, what a powerful, powerful name. And I've been reading through it, and I said, this is exactly the book that I need right now in this season. I'm very transparent. And you talk a lot about emotions, girl. This is, you know, people want to relate mental health with emotional, and it's two different things, isn't it?
It is. You know, Watchman Nee once said that the most powerful weapon that the enemy has against a believer is our emotions. In other words, it's not even the enemy that's our biggest enemy. Our biggest enemy is our own emotions, and that's a whole separate issue from mental health, because you can be mentally stable and still have to battle and fight against the toying the enemy does with the emotions.
Come on now. So Jennifer, when did you come about? How did God give you this revelation? I mean, it's a thick book, and I can't even tell you. I just want to eat it right now, because I know that this is a season that I really needed this. And this is something that I've been struggling with since I can't even remember, since a child. Emotions, the rejection and loneliness and, you know, disappointment. These are all emotions, and, you know, trauma and stuff had occurred in my life, and that kind of opened the door to a lot of these things. And so my question is, did you have some kind of struggle in this area, and this is how God released this information to you?
Well, you know, I think that over the years, of course, I faced trauma as you did. My husband, when my daughter was 2 years old, left me with her. He went off to another country, married a woman half of his age. So I had to work my way through that. You know, I had to work my way through being falsely accused, put in jail for something I didn't do, and believing God for vindication. So I think we all have struggles, and I think it's all relative. But when we learn that the enemy is there to, like, magnify everything, and the Lord is there to, you know, help us walk through everything, we can get our emotions centered on Jesus, because, you know, God himself has emotions. We need to get our emotions settled on him and stop allowing the enemy to just play and pull our strings. And so I think, yeah, I've gone through a lot, and I think everybody does.
I love it. I love it. You say here your emotions can be a great motivator at times and a great enemy at others. I mean, and then that is so true, because this is some of the things that will hinder us and get us into depression, where we want to give up and lose hope. And this is where the enemy wants us to be. Isn't that true?
He does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and uses our emotions many times to do it. Almost any battle you fight as a Christian is going to have an emotional element. If your kids are going astray, well, you know the enemy is trying to take them out, but your emotions are wrapped up in that because it's your kids. If your marriage is on the rocks, you know the enemy is striking, but your emotions are wrapped up in it. If there's sickness attacks your body, you know, fear comes with it. So it doesn't really matter what the enemy does. There's always an emotional issue that goes with it. And then again, it comes back to allowing the enemy, to put him on notice. It says, my emotions are anchored. My hope is anchored. Everything I have is anchored in the Lord. And stop allowing him to sort of take us off the deep end. Emotional roller coaster is a phrase I like to use. We're all going to have emotions, but we cannot be led by emotions. We must be led by the Spirit of God.
I love how you reference King David, who poured out his heart with feelings of anger, confusion, hurt, and disappointment. But he also directed his emotions to the one who could stabilize him. From his examples and reason, Psalm 16 and 8, readers, you say, see how their emotions can be used to glorify God, but only when they set the Lord always before them so that they will not be moved. How just a simple, I know you probably got several steps to this, but can you give somebody a nugget before they go and purchase? You got to go purchase this book, everybody. What simple advice can you give them just to start in redirecting themselves from falling into that trap?
You know, I think we have to think about what we're thinking about. So if you're having an emotion of sadness or grief or anger, you have to understand that that is connected to a thought. And so that means we're not doing what Philippians 4 says. We're not thinking about things that are good, lovely, excellent, of a pure report. So we have to get to the root of the emotion. And typically, it's not so much an event as it is your thought about the event. So if my daughter brings home bad grades from school, you know, and I'm mad about it, well, you know, I'm not so much mad that she got bad grades. I'm probably mad that she didn't take my advice, or I'm mad that the teacher gave her an unjust score. So what is it really? What is that thought? And I think tracing our emotions back to our thoughts can help us to redirect our thoughts to God, who again will stabilize us.
I love it. I love that. Well, this is so, again, her book is called 101 Tactics for Spiritual Warfare, Jennifer LeClaire. And she is also a senior leader of Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, founder of the Ignite Prophetic Network, co-founder of AwakeningTV.com, and author of many books, including Mornings with the Holy Spirit, The Next Great Move of God, Jezebel's Puppet, oh my goodness, Raging Prophetic Warfare and Releasing the Angels of Abundant Harvest. Jennifer, tell us exactly, with all of this, the books that you have written, I love it all. Jezebel's Puppet, all of that sounds so good. What exactly are you carrying within you that you are the message overall that God has given you to pour into God's people?
You know, I believe that the Lord in this season is trying to teach people two main things: that they need to press into hearing his voice and that they need to fight. Many believers don't believe they can hear the voice of the Lord for themselves. So they're running off seeking his voice through other people who may or may not be hearing the voice of God. And then this whole spiritual warfare issue, there's so many people saying, we don't have to fight the devil. We just have to worship Jesus. Also, all we have to do is sing songs to Jesus and we're fine. And I think we need to sing songs and praise and worship and soak. But dear Lord, people are getting run over by the devil and they're not even putting up any kind of fight. And so I think the Lord wants us to hear his strategy and fight the devil and then win. So we don't have to go through all this emotional junk.
It is so true. And I love this message. And I believe that God is continuing on this. And I think that, you know, with television and this grace message and all of these other things, it's like it's taken away from people's fight. And so then they're disappointed in God and becoming more feeling like worthless and like, what's the point, and giving up and things like that. And this is all the works of the adversary. The one thing, and I'm very, very straight up, Jennifer, and I know you can kind of relate to this a little bit as far as with the messages that God is giving you. I just feel like until the leadership overall, until we all are in agreement of, you know, giving up some things that is not pleasing up to God, I think then we will freely be able to go and continue to teach deliverance and how we can conquer over the adversary. I believe that there's something that's in the body of Christ that's hindering that movement and that has come in and disrupted that. And I think also that people have gotten disappointed with leadership falling short in a lot of areas. And they just, you know, feel like, well, what's the point of me trying so hard if this person, you know, has done this? And I'd always teach when I had a church and God advanced, you know, expanded me more to travel and things like that. I always teach people to have a relationship with God, like you're just saying. You have to have that relationship so he can reveal to you what is what and what is not. You know, you can't just be mute and not aware, you know, because even though a person that you, you know, look up to as a spiritual guidance and things like that, they are still maybe that to you. But then if we all are falling short, then God may reveal something to you that, about the adversary coming in to try to take your mentor away from you, you know, away from the congregation or away from his spirituality or out of and falling from God's grace. You have to be ready to pray. You know, and I think that's why we have to get stronger in our emotions, right?
Absolutely. The Bible is very clear. John 10:10, Jesus said, I came that you might have life in abundance to the full till it overflows, according to the Amplified Translation. But he says, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we have to begin to recognize that if we're not living an abundant life, if we're not living a life of stability, if we're not living a life of joy and peace, then there's a devil on the loose somewhere. And we've got to not worry about whether our pastor is fighting devils or not fighting devils, whether our friends believe it or not. We need to go to God and say, Lord, what is your instruction for me? Do I need to worship more? Do I need to war more? Do I need to pray more? Do I need to fellowship more? And stop looking around at what everybody else is doing and say, to God, he has your battle plan. Amen.
Yes, Jennifer. I love this. Oh, my goodness. I love this. I want to introduce you because I'm not going to take up more of your time. But I mean, you are always welcome to come and join us and have this conversation because I feel like it is so needed. And I think that people need to hear how this language is. This is kingdom talk. So we can do all of this without being all creepy, weepy and oobly goobly. Just weirdo and mad and angry. We can, because you know who you are. You know what your responsibility is. You know what the command is on your life, and you trust God that you could do all things through Christ that strengthens us, and that greater works than he did, we shall do. This is all about Bible. He said that we would cast out demons and heal the sick and they recover. He said that we will do these things. So I love these conversations, and I love how free we are talking about it. We're laughing and we're giggling, but it's all truth. And I think people need to hear that it's not a creepy thing when you know who you are. It's not a thing for you to be afraid of because you know who's got your back. You know who dwells within you, and you can do all these things. You can cast these demons out. You can renounce a relationship with emotional roller coasters. You can overcome and not just struggle. No, you don't have to survive anything. You can overcome this thing.
Oh,
Jennifer. Amen. Listen, Jennifer, I have my co-host Gina G joining us, and I know that she's heard me talk about some of these things, but it's so good for her to hear us talking. Gina, this is Jennifer LeClaire, and
good
Jennifer,
morning.
This is Gina G.
good morning, Jennifer. I'm
good
just
morning,
so excited.
Amen. We win.
Hey, we win. Hello. I'm just excited. I mean, I never even thought about asking God to show me how to battle demons and certain things that I'm thinking about and that the devil is pulling on me. So I really, 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 truly got inspired by you guys' conversation this morning. I'm just like, I'm getting a piece of paper and pen and I'm praying. I need the list. I need to know what he wants me to do. So that was really, really helpful for me this morning. So I just thank both of you. Your conversation together just helped me, so I know it helped somebody else for sure. I know it did.
Amen. Well, this is the thing, Jennifer, that I love. You know, it's like it's just sometimes you just need this win, the win to remind you, you know, because you can talk just briefly before, you know, you go and you tell us everybody how to follow you. When the enemy is coming in through your emotions, real, and sometimes you're not aware of it. So let's talk to the people that are not always aware when their, you know, their emotions are being attacked. What should they do to just get that second win to keep fighting and to keep standing? Can you just give them a word of encouragement? Somebody may be like tired. They done got weary because they didn't know. They thought they knew that they had it together. And then out of nowhere, here come, you know, they cussing, they fussing, they're depressed, they're giving up. And it's all emotional. What kind of encouragement can you leave them with today?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, the bottom line is connecting with the Lord and having that time with Him every day. And I think that in our busy world, we forget that. We have to set aside time every day. I get up at 4 a.m. and I have a prayer call at 6 a.m. If I don't get into the presence of God, I am not as nice of a person. So I think there's something about being in His presence. Yeah. And that consistency with Him, just like you'd brush your teeth, spend time with the Lord. You know, when you don't brush your teeth, your breath don't smell good. But you know, so when you don't spend time with the Lord, sometimes what you say and think don't smell good. So I think it's really just, you know, remembering that God is on your side. Spend time with Him and He will strengthen you for whatever it is you're going through. He loves you. He is on your side. He will do it. He will not fail you.
I love it. Jennifer, tell everybody where they can follow you on your social media, emails, and everything.
Yeah. So jenniferleclaire.org is my website. You can find all kind of articles, videos, everything's there. Facebook.com/JenniferLeClaire and ignitenow.org is the prophetic part.
Well, I'm going to follow you on social media and I just love it. We have to get together sometime. I don't know when. They need to have a author's reunion or some kind of something so we can all, you know, fellowship and be face to face. But I love Charisma House. They are just an awesome, awesome publishing company. Charisma House empowers people through spirit-inspired resources. It is the leading publisher of diverse Christian resources, diversified Christian resources, motivating people to fulfill God's purpose, you guys. For more than 20 years, Charisma House has published books, including 14 New York Times bestsellers that challenge, encourage, teach, and equip Christians all over the world. They are such a blessing. Jennifer, you are more than welcome to join me again. Thank you so much for talking to me and Gina G and the rest of the listeners. We love you so much.
Love you. Thank you so much. My honor.
All right. God bless you. We're going to take a break right now. And, oh, Jennifer, if you can leave a drop. Pastor, Doug, I done called you a pastor. Producer Doug is going to record it if you don't mind. All right. Oh, she's gone. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. Then we're going to go to Minister Poet Estelle Monroe Gant. She's going to be joining us with the spoken word. We'll be right back.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
I'm walking in my favor, gonna happen sooner or later. I'm walking. Listen, y'all, this is Lucinda Moore, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I am walking in my favor.
Yes, Lucinda. Hey, Okay, Estelle, Minister Estelle Monroe-Gant, please give us and share with us the spoken word.
Good afternoon, Pastor Doug and Gina D.
I know, right? Gina called him Pastor.
And Dr. Prince, how are you guys today?
We are good, girl. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. And what's on my heart today, Dr. Gina, is I would like to dedicate this to the immigrants and just to all those people that are hurting and they're looking for solutions and they're looking for answers and they're looking for ways out of their circumstances. And I would like to dedicate this poem to all of those who are in a place where they are looking for refuge. And the name of this poem is My Current Situation.
Wow.
My Current Situation.
Okay.
And it goes, is it just me or are you two becoming uncomfortable with being comfortable? The world news is giving me the blues and social media trolls are out of control. Investors are doting over building autonomous cars as platform providers promote superstars. Instead of universal peace, you would think at least they would speak to the labor pains from the overwhelming stats of unarmed black men slain by police. God is calling for a generation to stay woke and spend every waking minute on not being broke. Instead of spending every waking minute on not being broke or staying current by hustling for relevance. If you say you are an advocate for truth, then where's your evidence? I think it's time to wear the ephod of truth and become frontline warriors. We must remember that there's a generation that comes behind us that includes our sons and daughters. The next generation options are few due to a flawed system that plots. With preconceived notions that most women are thoughts, and inner-city men are gun-toting thugs that sell drugs. Yet the same bigwigs that nosedive at our youth with their jive agendas and hypocritical laws make me drop my jaws with their double standards. They imprison the drug dealers and label them a menace to society. They claim to promote sobriety, yet it's legal to buy alcohol, and now the government themselves selling pot. And yet you found boys on the block? I think not. Maybe, because maybe the real gangsters are not just in the hood, but the congressional leaders are the bottom feeders of destruction. Sounds more like an propaganda to me. Folk better stay woke. I'm uncomfortable because my people are at war. I must take my rightful place and lay on my face in prayer because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I'm uncomfortable. How about you?
Wow. That was good. Gina, did you hear that?
You hear my snaps.
Gina, you uncomfortable?
What? So uncomfortable. That was amazing as always. Oh my gosh. I'd be so tuned in.
So is your show, Dr. Gina, as always.
Oh, thank you so much. Listen, you know what? I was just having this conversation with my mom yesterday because we voted in D.C. Yesterday. And, you know, it's just so much like we think about these areas where I'm just very blunt. We say the white people taking over the black people's land and this and that. And I know that that's happening. I do know that, you know, people, you know, it's some movement going on. And I do see that. But I told her that it's even deeper than that, because what has happened is that the developers have come in and they got a relationship with those that changed because I'm in real estate here in D.C. and they changed. They have their somebody's getting their hands greased, I believe, in the area where they are, where they got to do the zonings and stuff and passing those zoning laws and stuff for them to be able to make these condos or make them higher, make them wider and all this stuff. And I think that something has gone on where the new millennials, because I was telling her, I said, well, I've met a lot of people, even at the gym, white, black, whatever, they are struggling in D.C. So it's not like the rich white people coming over here, because we're talking about people that's shacking up because they can't afford it. They rather it's cheaper to really keep them, because it's cheaper for you to live with me than for me to date you and take you out. And I pay rent and you pay rent. We might as well come together and just do this thing together. I mean, I'm talking about after knowing each other for like a month or two. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, and then you got people that's living with like 10 people. Five people sharing common space, but they're living in a room, right, that they're paying $1,200 and up in with. So I said, now, if that's the case, then it's not the rich white people coming over here, because that's not what's happening. It's something deeper. And so instead of us getting distracted with, you know, the white and the black and the division in that area and they taking it and we giving it, it's we have to, the enemy wants us to always be distracted. We have to go deeper. And that's in the political arena. We have to start reading. We have to start investigating. We have to do that. And then it was the subject about the elderly people and the elderly people that are that the high average of elderly people that are homeless in the city as well. It is nothing but elderly people. And well, the comment, you know, the statement from another person would be, well, maybe they didn't save up, or maybe they didn't have the job to get, you know, their 401k and all of this stuff. And but what I understand, it's not even that. I understand it is some tax evasion that the people are doing with the elderly people to take their properties, to sell them to the developers so they can make it condos and all of that. That's what I was
told. And a small settlement. They give them a small settlement. And, you know, how long are you supposed to live off of that? Now you've lost your home. You know, you're looking for a family. There's so many elderly people whose grandkids and their kids aren't even taking them in. You know, that's leaving their grandparents in these homes that are getting abused and on the street. I mean, it's just a vicious, you know, cycle. It just keeps going in a circle and around and around and around we go.
And when is it going to ever get back to being affordable? And how can it happen? It's just, you know, so I love your message, your spoken word today. And I know that, Gina G, you're probably going to tackle on the Trinity about the those children that are being in a cage away from their parents. I mean, ridiculous. But all of that, the drugs, I mean, even talking to somebody about weed and people getting jobs at the medical weed center, it just seems so weird. It's just so weird. Where do you work? At the weed clinic. I mean, I don't even know. It's just times have changed so much. And these are all things that God said would happen. Minister Estelle, I mean, I know you gave the spoken word, but while we got a little bit of time, what is your thoughts? I mean, we've been talking. This was random, but just your thoughts about, you know, I know you put it in a poetic form, but you, what are your thoughts spiritually?
My poem is also my declaration, and what I mean by that is that it's also the thing that pricks my heart, because I'm comfortable being comfortable, because I'm comfortable. My house is fine. You know, my husband, he's fine. You know, I you know, I have a couple of dollars in the bank, but that's why I'm uncomfortable, Dr. Gina, because I believe that just because I have a season where everything is going good, you know, that could easily be my kid climbing the border, running for freedom, you know. So I'm saying that to say that I think nepotism, capitalism, all this stuff is, you know, I said it in my poem. I said that righteousness exalt a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. And that's why the land is sick. That's why you see the volcanoes spitting up lava, and that's why you see the earthquakes, and that's why you see all this stuff in diverse places happening, because the land is sick and the land is throwing up because all this sin is in the earth.
And the
land is sick, and if people, and I'm gonna take it one step deeper, if people would turn from their wicked ways and lay on their faces and seek the God that created the land, then things would turn around. The atmosphere would be different. But because we're so not focused and we're so busy and we're doing all this other stuff, I'm really starting to wonder if we're on the devil's agenda.
As a whole.
Because why is it that all of this stuff is happening? I believe it's an alarm clock. God is trying to get our attention and tell us it's time, in order for God to intervene, we have to give God legal authority. How do we do that? We do it with prayer. He gave man dominion over the earth. Right? So God's word never falls short. He's a God of his word. So he can't go against his own word and take over the earth, because that's where we have dominion. But we don't even use and exercise our power because we're too busy fighting and drinking and hanging out. And we're not even thinking about these babies that's crying at the borderlines and the guard, National Guard, that's separating families and all this other stuff.
Because it's not
our baby, you know?
Yeah. I agree, and it's a lot of things that I think it's the repentance and the turning away and the wrestling with God. I think we need to start wrestling with him more until we are free and delivered from some things. I think it's a lot of turning away, and everybody else is doing it, and why, this one is doing it, that one's doing it, and we kind of just get, I think the enemy has invaded on with weariness and disappointment and trauma, and I think people is just, just going through the motions, and, they done got so hurt. But see, God can heal a broken heart. And God can turn a situation around. And, I'm going to just play on the side for a second, because some people might say, well, she's married and she says she got money in the bank. So, it's easy for her to say that. It's a lot of people, Minister Estelle, that may be listening and saying that right now and saying she can't relate. She done got her breakthrough, but I've been waiting a long time. And there's some single people out there that believe that they need somebody to get through. They're not looking at God anymore because they see all these wonderful relationships and they think that their lives would be different if they had somebody in their life. And then, so that's putting something before God. And then that people are thinking, well, I got to go get it. I got to go get it. Go get it. Go get my blessing. Go get my hustle. Go get my brand. Go get my, my fame. Go get it. And my focus is on that. So then that done took the place of God. What do you tell those people that are going through that right now? You got it. So why? How you know how I feel?
I want to tell those people above all of that, I'm a realist. And what I mean by that is this. Before I had my husband, I had God. It was God that brought my husband. See, if you fall in love with the blessor, the blessings will take you down. You don't have to check. Blessings. Fall in love with the blessor, the person that gives the blessing, who's distributing the blessings. You fall in love with the blessor, the blessings will chase you. You don't have to chase blessings. And I had to learn. And I know what it's like. I'm from the project. So I know what it's like to be hungry. And I know what it's like to go to bed and the lights are out, not by choice. the lights are out by default. Okay? So I know what that's like. So I've been on both sides, but what I'm telling you is, even though, I have problems like everybody else, but the difference is when you're centered in God, your problems don't have you. They don't take you over and take you down to a point to where there is no up.
Yes.
So I just want to encourage everybody and tell them, we got to just prioritize. We got to get our houses in order. That's the bottom line. And all this stuff is temporary anyway.
Yes. Well, Minister, prophetess, prophetic, and poet, please tell everybody where they can follow you, Estelle Monroe Gant.
Yes, you can find me at Estelle Monroe Gant on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter at @4 Real Gant, GANTT.
All right. Thank you. Until next time, we love you, girl.
God bless you. Love you all.
Gina G, what is the trending tea, girl?
Well, the trending tea is, honey, it's hot. Okay. Well, we had the MTV Music Awards that was hosted by Tiffany Haddish, which she is the first Black MTV Music Award host.
Yes, indeed.
And she did, honey, Tiffany Haddish is a mess. So if you watched it or you didn't watch it, please watch it again. She was so funny. We also have the rapper Triple X Tentions. I believe that's how you pronounce it. I went to public school. Don't judge me. But he was shot here in Florida a few days ago. And, you know, I was told and I read that he has helped a lot of people with, like, mental illness and suicide awareness and stuff like that. So for him to be shot and killed over, they say, like, a possible robbery, it's very sad in the new generational, you know, their music generation. So I guess this guy was very inspirational and he helped a lot of people out. Passed away so sudden and be shot. It has devastated, you know, the rap community. So we want to just send prayers to his friends and family. And of course, we spoke upon the children that are being kept from their parents while their parents are being deported. And it's a tragedy, Dr. Gina, because for the simple fact is you can deport me all you want to, but why are you taking my child? To me, I don't really understand the whole concept, because if he's trying to solve a problem, to me, he's creating another problem. And this is for Donald Trump and his administration, because now we have these children, thousands, okay, of children now that are placed in foster homes. They're placed in the system. You know, what are we going to do? You know, so it's like taxpayers' money are paying for immigrants. To me, it just makes absolutely no sense. And it's all over the news here in America. And I hope it's all over the news all over the world, because we need to bring attention to this, because we need it to stop. There was a newscaster who everybody knows. Let me make sure I have, I say her name correctly. So just I'm talking about the quickest second. Bear with me so that I want to make sure I say her name correctly. And her name is, here she is Rachel Maddow. And she got emotional. And now if you've watched, you know, NBC, then you've seen her and you know how she is. She's very straightforward. She's very rough on the administration. And she broke down in tears while reading the story about these kids being kept from their parents. So please pray for America all over the world, because it's going to get worse before it gets better, Dr. Gina. And that's just my opinion. I know we were speaking about the people working at weed shops and things of that nature. It's like the world had, back in the 60s and the 70s, marijuana was a big thing. You know, you could smoke it. It was a healing. It was a hippie thing. Then, you know, the pharmaceuticals took it away because they know that it has healing power. So they took it away, and then they stepped up on medicine. And now these people are dying over, they're getting addicted to, you know, prescription medication. And now they're trying to bring the marijuana back. It seems like just a site, like history is repeating itself all over again. And I don't know if it's in the best way or if it's in the worst way, but I just want all over the world to say pray, because we're going through it, Dr. Gina. America is going through. We're glorifying strippers. We're glorifying young women who love to show off their body on this Instagram. We're glorifying, you know, people being rude and fat shaming and doing these type of things. I really don't understand what's going on in the world. But one good thing that I'm happy about is they're bringing Michael Jackson's story to life on Broadway, which I know it sounds weird, but it's a nice little shift because I love me some Michael Jackson. But they are bringing his story to Broadway. We have just so much in social media that's going on, to me, that's irrelevant due to what's going on with these immigrations. Girl, Black China and her little 17-year-old boyfriend and broke up. Duh. You know, we got
Jesus.
I mean, come on now. That 3-month relationship was not bound to work. We have Jocelyn Hernandez from Love and Hip Hop. They're giving her own show. Lord help us all. But I do want to say,
Jocelyn Hernandez.
Yeah, from Love and Hip Hop. She was on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. She was the Puerto Rican princess, honey. Stevie J's woman, baby mama, protege.
Oh, Jocelyn. She's getting her own show.
Yeah, she's getting her own show, which I don't know what the world is coming to. But I do want to give a big shout out to Chad. You know, he was the king in Wakanda. He got the Hero Award at the MTV Awards this weekend, and he gave it to the young gentleman Sean who saved the lives at the Waffle House in Tennessee. Oh my God, that just touched my heart. I loved it. He said, "This award for being a hero is going to be kept at your house." I thought it was a great gesture. Michael B. Jordan won for best villain, but he said Roseanne Barr, he's surprised that he won against Roseanne. And I was just cracking up laughing because everybody is on Roseanne for those remarks that she said, those racial remarks about the monkey and the babies and the black folks and all that, and now her show is canceled. So the tea, I'm telling you, it's too much tea to spill because it's going to spill all over. And to me, it's just too hot to handle. But for right now, I just want everybody all over the world, everybody that can, in the sound of my voice, please pray for those children and their families that are being separated from, from their mother. You know, how do you tell a two-year-old that you're not going to see your mother? And to hear the cries, everybody keeps talking about the cries and the sounds of, you know, in that place, and the children just crying and pouring out. And I just don't see, as a human being, how you can go on about your day without thinking about those children that are being separated for those families. So,
I don't,
you know,
either.
That's a trending tea, honey. Trending tea. And I hate that it's trending. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get how that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. And you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And you would use these kids and do this so you can get the Democrats or who mm-hmm. I don't even know at this point. Mm-hmm. Like they are.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You're trying to get somebody horrible. To change, and I mean, who does that? Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
Everybody that's working should have quit on him right then. They shouldn't
Thank
even be
you.
A part of. I would have been like, look, we're gonna walk off of this task.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
right.
Who is he? Get a job somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
His,
or just take your pension or take your 401k, but that's inhumane. I just don't.
Unhumane.
I would say I quit.
Yeah, right then and there. Yeah. I can't sleep at night. And they still stick up from his party. Honey, those people are so paid, I guess, because they will stick up for Donald Trump in a heartbeat. I mean, his wife is an immigrant, so I'm just so confused at the fact that you could just be so mad. So I understand the whole, you know, illegal aspect and you know, those coming over here and, you know, the economy and selling drugs and killing. Okay, I understand.
Hello?
Yeah. He is
deporting.
What happened
deporting. To you, Gina
G? Oh. I'm here. He is deporting the people that have served in the military, Dr. Gina. He's
wow.
deporting immigrants that have served this country. Does that even make any sense? He is deporting people that have fought for this country. How could you do that?
Wow.
I'm confused. So just pray, please, all over the world. Pray for us or give me some citizenship somewhere.
All over the
send
world.
Send me some citizenship.
We need you like yesterday. We need
yes.
you like never before. We need all the prayers. And that's what it's all about here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We want to make sure that we're all lifting each other up, and it's all in love. It's about kingdom building and all of that. And
right.
I mean, we go through in the U.S., you know, just like you guys in your countries, and, you know, we want to be supportive of your countries. I love Israel. Israel, we got love for you here.
Yeah.
We
yes.
love you. I pray for Israel. I pray for all of you guys. And, you know, I just want the love of Jesus Christ to just shower you all and equip you that you will overcome whatever the task is in your country, but also that you have the boldness to be able to pray and lift us up as well. We want to just
That's
continue
right.
to do that. We need to pray more, y'all. Fast more,
yes.
sacrifice more. Be sober in the mind and in our hearts and in our souls. Gina G, what she say? Did you tie all
of
that in?
Well, the what she say is really simple and short, you guys. I want you guys to stop taking advice from people that are not walking in the same path as you. That's what I want you to do. Because I'm tired of that one auntie that don't have no kids, and you tell them about your kids. They always want you to, you know, well, bring them to me, I'll straighten them out. How? You don't even have no kids. You don't know what to do. Stop taking advice from people that are not walking in the same direction as you. I understand you got to respect your elders, and, you know, everybody's seeking advice outside of God. Pray about it. Ask one or two people and call it quits, because you up here getting advice from people that have absolutely no idea what you've been through, what you're going through, and where you're going. Stop asking for advice. You understand? Please listen to me right now. Okay. What she say? Yeah, I said it. Stop asking for it from people that you know is not walking in the same direction. That's all. That's my what she say, Gina. Because I'm just tired of people, you know, always trying to give advice to me, and I'm like, what have you done? Oh, okay.
Unless you're trying to sabotage yourself. Unless you're trying to sabotage yourself.
That's right. Listen to these people that ain't making no sense. And you out here, oh, girl, you don't need him. He doing this and he doing that. And she don't got not one man, not one. Ain't nobody in her DMs. Ain't nobody doing nothing. You didn't listen to this girl, and now you didn't lost your man. And both of y'all in the streets looking. When you had a good man. Stop taking advice from people that are not walking in your direction.
Tell everybody how they can follow you.
You know, y'all know y'all can follow me at Gina G Too Funny on Instagram. It's Gina G the number 2 Funny on Instagram and Gina G T O O Funny on Facebook. Y'all follow me. I'll be in Tallahassee this weekend and Tampa. So God has been good to me, and I just continue to pray for the people, man.
Hey, man,
Listen, y'all talk about it.
What you say,
Gina
G?
I enjoyed you in D.C. I enjoyed you this weekend. You and Emmanuel, we rode bikes. We had fun. We didn't even get a chance to talk about that.
We had so much fun. We did have a ball, y'all. It was on and popping. It was everything and all things. And I want to do more of that. So I look forward to when you come back. Listen, you guys, we love you. I see our Instagrams is popping and growing because you guys are making it happen. So we thank you for that. Keep doing that. Gina R. Prince on Instagram. And join us on Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. I'm still trying to get the hang of that, y'all. But it is Gina R. Prince. Help me out, y'all. Help me out with that because I'm trying to get the hang of it. I love me some Instagram, though. They done took over Snapchat. But then I went on Snapchat and they got some new filters, so now I'm falling back in love with Snapchat. So y'all got to follow me on there too, Gina R. Prince. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, I just plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and soul, and may you have been inspired, may you increase with wisdom and knowledge, and may you be elevated by what has been imparted to you on this show today. We thank you, God, for every person that was with us. Jennifer LeClaire, we thank you for her. We thank you for us, Pastor, Lord, I'm calling everybody a pastor. Minister Poet, Estelle Monroe Gant. Thank you for her, God. Bless them so much. And Lord God, I thank you so much for my co-host, Gina G, and my BFF. Love her. Bless her family, Lord God. Continue to bless all of the listeners all over the world. We just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We bind every backlash and retaliation, and we just bless your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. It's all about wholeness, mind, body, and soul. Go get that DVD, myhealthandsoul.com. Go check out the website, drginaprince.com. Go on there and see all that you need, and we got it for you. We got the keys against the enemy, and we got Born in the Sand, Transformed in Destiny, and your t-shirts are called... What you got, your t-shirts?
I don't even know you. How about that?
We got the products for you to keep us connected, but we just love you connecting with us every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you guys. Until next time.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.